It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot this morning?
You know, I'm going to go with what we've been talking about here for the last couple of weeks. And, you know, and wheat continues to have some pretty good strength, although we did see a little bit of a setback at the end of last week because of the USDA report and just some profit taking. We continue to see war premium be built into this market as we continue to see escalation of war between Ukraine and Russia. And then also with what's going on with Iran and Israel, we continue to see that escalate. So that is helping to support the price of wheat as well as dry conditions continuing in the U.S., Russia, Australia, European Union having trouble. So there's a lot of major exporting countries that are seeing wheat production concerns.
Okay, what's not hot then?
You know, I'd go with soybeans. You know, we are starting to see some rains develop as far as Brazil is concerned. That, I think, is putting some pressure on the market. But then harvest pressure in the U.S. USDA didn't make many changes to soybeans in their report on Friday. But we do know that, you know, we're starting to get planting in South America going. That's going to be dictate kind of what happens with the soybeans going forward now.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, too, is harvest is going so fast as well.
It is. And yields are coming in okay. I mean, nobody's saying they've got a bin buster. I mean, there's a couple of, you know, areas that are reporting better than expected yields, but there's a lot that are saying their yields are coming in average. And that, I think, is helping to put some underlying support in this. But the fact that we're getting rains in South America and we're getting new crop supplies available is just a little bit daunting for this market.
Sure. Corn caught in between the two then?
Corn is caught in between. I mean, there is, you know, corn's got some friendly news as far as the S&D numbers are concerned. Stocks are below 2 billion. Yields right now coming in a little bit better than expected. That's going to be the question going forward.
It's Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.